So we'll begin with Ahavat Chesed. We do 2 or 3 minutes of introductory learning some laws of doing kindness. This is the work by the Chafetz Chaim. And we had learned the laws of the mitzvot of kindness. And now the Chafetz Chaim had been focusing on the importance of Ahavat Chesed, love of kindness. And where we left off, the Chafetz Chaim had described that the existence of the world is contingent on this, on love of kindness. And he had explained that this is really how we are godly. This is how we take on Tzelem Elokim, godly form. The Chafetz Chaim had said, a person sometimes needs assistance, sometimes alone, and sometimes a person doesn't even need money. He just needs a friend to help him with a job. He needs a friend sometimes to just help him because he's down. And that's something which money can't buy. You know, if a person is getting married, so you can't buy friends to be happy with you at your wedding. And when a person's sad, so he can't buy friends. I mean, he could pay a psychologist, but friends who he could be with, and they could be with him, that's the mitzvah of nichum avenim, helping a person contend with the loss. And sometimes a person is overtaken by worries, to help a person overcome his worries. And sometimes, if a person's traveling, and that's where we're up to, the Chafetz Chaim was giving examples where throughout our lives, we really need to be part of a society, and this concept of doing chesed with one another is critical to our godly form, to help a person overcome his worries. He shouldn't become ill from worry. Sometimes a person isn't home. You're traveling, a person needs to carry something heavy. He needs people to help him. You just rented a limo, right? And you picked up, I don't know what, but you need someone to help you carry it in and out. Sometimes, even though a person's wealthy, he needs assistance loading and unloading. Sometimes you come to a location, you're going to be somewhere for Shabbos, you need people to put you up the way you're accustomed. Or if a person's ill, a person needs people to take care of him. It's not enough that a person's alone in the world. Maybe people will help him heal. And that's the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, checking how we could help someone who's ill. And up to the point where a person passes away, so then certainly he needs someone to deal with him, and that's what's called chesed shel emet, kindness of truth, where a person has no reason to hope he'll get paid back for that. That's the true kindness. The rule is, the world cannot exist without this, that the trait of kindness, that we do kindness with one another. He just listed a series of examples in one's life where he needs it, but at the end of the day, the world can't exist without it. That's why the Torah mentions in a few places that we have to strengthen ourselves in this trait. We could also say that that's what our sages meant when they said, the world stands on three things, on learning Torah, on work, on prayer, and on acts of kindness. That was again to remind us the importance of this point. Sometimes a person feels like, if I want to be godly, I'm preparing for Rosh Hashanah, so I'll focus on my prayer, I'll focus on my Torah. You have to remember there are three pillars the world stands on, and the third one is Gmilut Chasadim, doing kindness with our fellow men.